News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's talk about the FAI. Yesterday was just another extraordinary day for the FAI. We've discussed earlier with Niamh Brennan the issue of governance and the failings there and what needs to happen. But we wanted to look at things more from a footballing perspective as to what happens next. We're joined by Pat Fennin, a five times League of Ireland winning manager, current general manager at Linfield, and a pretty handy player in the League of Ireland in his day as well. Pat, I imagine if you had a blank canvas, and it looks like we actually might get that blank canvas in relation to the FAI with resignations and so on. I'm kind of curious in terms of underage leagues, League of Ireland, the national team expertise on the board, where do we need to get to and how do we need to get to it? Your views on that. Let's start with the League of Ireland, because I kind of think that's sort of fundamental to where everything needs to go from here. What do you think needs to happen there?
Absolutely. I think it is a great chance if it does come about that we do have a blank canvas. And in relation to the league, I think we now have a duty to develop this league in this country. You know, we're struggling to produce players across the water for the national team, you know, and that's going to continue probably to get harder and harder. And so we've got to start at home with that and give the players at home, you know, something that they're proud of, that they want to stay involved, that they want to stay in the country. So, I mean, the development of the league, there's so much work to do in relation to the league, but it can be done. We've seen over a period of time that we have produced quality international players through the League of Ireland. We've also seen clubs progress, you know, Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk, to the group stages of the Europa League in really trying circumstances. And only if you're involved in the League of Ireland at a manager's level and club level, you realise how difficult it is. So for the clubs to do that on the back of what they have at the moment, was a fantastic achievement. But with a new European competition coming up as well in 2 years' time, a third European competition, that hopefully will be a little bit easier for League of Ireland clubs to make the group stages. This is the time now to push on and develop our own league. We need a structure. We need a pyramid system. We have a system at the moment with our League of Ireland, which, don't forget, is the biggest league in this country. It's a professional league. It's the highest standard of football we can play. We have a situation in this country where we're pulling teams at the start of the season and asking them to come and enter this league. There's no pyramid system. There's no way of making your way up into this system. And I would say the majority of junior clubs will be fighting to play in the League of Ireland at the moment. That can't be right. We have to have a pyramid system where
they aspire to that.
Yes, have to aspire to get into the highest league, the highest standard of football in this country.
I don't want to focus totally on the League of Ireland, but just briefly, and I think we've spoken about this on the programme before, it strikes me that facilities at League of Ireland grounds is absolutely key. I was in Dundalk, and look, Dundalk's my hometown. I don't want to knock it. They're a great club. But I was in the away end with my son's a Bose fanatic. We got rained on for 2 hours. No roof on the away section, no toilets apart from a couple of porta cabins. Like, you're not going to get families to go. And I'm genuinely not knocking on Dundalk because they're a great club, but I've seen it with other grounds, you know, seats covered in bird poo and so on. Like, that has to be, I don't know if there's something that can be done with local authorities to, you know, to develop municipal stadiums, but something like Tala and the stadium there, that has to be the template.
I think it's a way forward for us in this country. We're probably not big enough to build loads of new stadiums, but like you say, in conjunction with city councils around the country, there has to be a way of looking at. Tala is developing into a fantastic stadium with a new stand and hopefully another one coming on stream, and it's the ideal model probably for the League of Ireland. But you're right, the facilities are shocking, and not just for the supporters. The playing facilities in relation to the players' changing rooms, the majority of grounds are really, really poor. Really poor, and people wouldn't believe what some players get stripped in on a Friday night, you know, to play games at again, the top level in the country. So there has to be a big thinking on that, how we develop the stadiums, because if we're going to attract people, and we are attracting bigger crowds.
Yeah, big crowd, big increase this season.
But we need to keep them, and like you say, it has to be a night that people want to enjoy. It's not just about football. They have to come and enjoy the game. And like you say, to invite people into grounds at the moment is difficult the way the standards are.
Okay, underage level. I mean, in fairness, people knock the current FAI. There has been progress there, though.
There has. But listen, the underage level, you know, we are trying to change that. We've introduced under 13s, under 15s, 17s, 19th league into the League of Ireland. But that's also put a burden on these clubs that, you know, from a financial point of view, that a lot of them are struggling already. Here's another 14th that have got to find finances. But I know from talking to people that is difficult for them. But we've also alienated some of the schoolboy clubs around the country that have produced en masse international quality players for us. So there has to be a thinking on that. We cannot, you know, do without these people who produce these players over a long period of time. So we need to look at that again and see if we can develop it together and for the good of developing young players to develop into full international players.
Okay. In terms of the board, do we need to change how we recruit people to the board who run Irish football? Should we be looking more for outside expertise? I've heard lots of supporters saying there should be more of a supporters input. I mean, I'm not sure. I think that's a double-edged sword. But what kind of thinking should be there in terms of who's on the board, who's running Irish football?
Yeah, I think we've got to change the structure, how it's picked and how the board is made up. You know, and we've got to have people in there to have a wealth of knowledge in the areas of the game that we want to develop. You know, for years we've been crying out in relation to marketing for Liverpool. We don't have any marketing. You know, we need people. Well, what we need is dynamic people. Don't need dinosaurs. Don't need people just happy to be in the job. We need people to thrive on the association. Don't forget, this is, you know, more people play soccer now than any other sport. So there's a huge will. And we have a duty there to a lot of the young players and girls, boys and girls that play football as well. But we also have a duty to drive the game on. So we need dynamic people on the board. We need people who want to take the game forward. We don't need people just to sit on the board to be happy on it. You know, we need drive, and that's what the game needs at the moment. And like you say, if it's a blank canvas, we've got to start with a real will to make it better.
Okay, Pat Fanlon, League of Ireland legend, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.